If you're in business, you need to be kept informed. In Business on Radio Kerry, every Thursday from 6 to 7pm.
And you're very welcome back to the final part of In Business with Mary Gallagher. Now, we heard from Norma O'Shea of Skillig 618 about their upcoming food fair this Sunday. The Aonach Bia will be in the distillery in Carrigsevine between 12 and 5. And as you heard her say, there'll be lots of different things happening. Food tastings, demonstrations, and you can meet and buy from local artisan food producers. And one of those is Rory McCarthy of Camo's in Carrigsevine. No stranger to us here on In Business. He's been on several times in the past. He's a past participant of the Super Value Local Enterprise Office Food Academy, and he's previously won Blas na hÉireann awards for his products, and he joins me now on the line. Rory, good evening. You're very welcome back to In Business.
Thanks very much, Mary. Thanks for having me on.
You're going to be exhibiting at the Aonach Bia at Skellig 618 this coming Sunday. I know you've been on with us here on the show in the past, but you might just tell us about your products first of all.
Yeah, we do a range of two salad dressings and Camo's artisan food. So we do like honey and mustard dressing, a balsamic and honey dressing, and then we have caramelized onions, a spiced apple chutney, and a mixed pepper and red onion relish. And then we just started a new one as well we started about a year ago there, was a Cambodian and a mock curry. We're only just trialing that there because I was having a few issues with it there. I was trying to put it into a jar and then it wouldn't stay in the jar, so I just had to go into the chill sections. Just selling it in the Super Value here, the Sintra and Miller's at the moment, just trialing it and see how we get on with it.
You obviously have the cafe there, the restaurant in Carrigsevine as well. I suppose things are quietening down at this time of the year now, are they?
Yeah, this is the first week actually. It's gone quiet there, but most of the days have been pretty busy there. Like, the summer was very, very busy. Like, the bank holiday is coming up, so that's the weekend, so that'll probably be busy. The schools will be off that week, and then I suspect in kind of November it'll be a bit quiet as people save money for Christmas and whatnot.
Yeah, and exactly that. Christmas, I suppose, isn't too far away. The Aonach Bia event that's coming up on Sunday at Skellig 618, I suppose, how important is it for you to be able to get to events like that and to meet people that you mightn't ordinarily be meeting, and, you know, get to showcase your products to them, you know, at a time when it is coming up to Christmas that people might think of your products and give them as gifts?
Yeah, I suppose, it's a great event because, like you just said, you get to meet people and you get to showcase your products, but, like, we're going to do a lot of hampers and stuff this year, so, you know, and with the whole COVID thing, people might have forgotten about us. So it's good for us to get out there again, and these things are only starting up again. So you get to go out, you get to meet people, but you get to talk to your customers as well, get a bit of feedback, tell them what you're at and what you're going to do, and what you hope to do, I suppose, rather than what you're going to do. But it's more just having the face, gets the chance to meet people, get your product out there, and I suppose for all the producers as well, because even the last one I was at before COVID, the thing was that lots of people were saying that they were surprised with the amount of products that were actually in the local area that they didn't know about. And only for going to events like this, they'd be like, oh geez, like there's like Kell's cheese, or there's Skellig's jams, or there's loads of different products that people might know about, because they might have seen them on shelves, but they wouldn't know that they were actually made in Ivra or in the local area.
And even for yourself, from a producer point of view, I suppose being able to get out there and meet other producers and see what other kind of products are being made in the local area.
You get to go meet the other producers, and just even like a 5-minute chat with a producer or someone that's in the same game as you, or even might save you a week's work of research on the internet or making phone calls. You know, like they might say to you, oh, I tried that, don't do that. Or they might say, you should go try this, or maybe do this course, or even talk about stuff like barcodes or different things like that, like that you might be just trying to look for information, or even grants that are available, or different avenues that you can go down, or they might put you in contact with someone that was looking for like a store, say somewhere in North Kerry, or you were going into Cork now, like into the Super Values in Cork. They'll be able to put you in contact or give you a phone number of somebody that could help you out in different ways that you might spend ages looking for. Like it's networking, and you just get to talk to people, and they might solve a lot of problems, or you might solve a lot of problems for them. So in that way, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And just before we finish up, Rory, yourself in Camo's there on Sunday at the Aonach Bia, will you be selling some of your goods, or will you be doing tastings, or what exactly will you do?
Oh yeah, I'd say we'll be doing tastings, and I've ordered some stuff for hampers. I suppose I'll just test them there as well. I can see if people are interested in buying them, or what they think of them, or it is that feedback to kind kind of going, geez, I don't like that, or maybe you should try to put the five products into the one hamper, or is it okay that you split these? Because this year as well, we'll be doing our ham glaze. So I was just wondering, like, do we put one of the ham glaze into each of these three packets and then mix up the, whether put the apple and the pepper? Because in people's opinion, and I suppose they're taking it, because in the end of the day, it's them that's buying it. So, like, there's no point you going off doing stuff that you think, when really it is, like, it's the feedback from the people that will determine what you actually do to, you know, for Christmas and stuff like that.
Absolutely, yeah. So great for not only yourselves that are in business to get some ideas, bounce them off either other business people or the customers, but obviously for the customers, they're going to get to see all of the great fare that is produced in the Iveragh Peninsula, and they'll all be there on Sunday at the Aonach Bia at the Skellig 618 Distillery between 12 and 5. So Rory, look, the very best of luck to you and all of the other producers at the event.
Thanks very much. I'm looking forward to it.
Rory McCarthy there of Camos of Carasavine, who is one of the businesses that will be exhibiting at the upcoming Aonach Bia Food Fair, which is happening on this coming Sunday at the Skellig 618 Distillery in Carasavine between 12 and 5. Just a reminder, the interviews from this show will be podcast in the coming days. You can check them out by heading along to radiokerry.ie, clicking on podcasts and then in business, or you can search In Business Radio Kerry on Spotify or iTunes.